This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, thank you for connecting to the eBay Secure Server. My name is Ryan. How can I help you?
I received this call about like 299 was gone from my account.
All right, you want to cancel it, I guess.
Yes.
Okay. And do you do online shopping with eBay? Like, did you purchase any gift card today morning?
Yeah.
Okay, that means, sir, somebody are misusing your information. So, you want to cancel with it? Like, we are going to provide you the cancellation line, digit code, and password and security, okay? We are take care for you. Just tell me, like, do you have a computer or any cell phone?
I'm using my phone.
Okay, is it your iPhone or is it your Android?
Android.
Just put my call in the loudspeaker. And,
I'm using the headset.
Just put my call in the loudspeaker. You're using an Android mobile phone. Just put my call in the loudspeaker and just come back to the normal wallpaper screen, sir. Where you can see all those icons.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, now open up your Play Store. Go to your Play Store application.
Okay. Yeah, well done.
Done. Now look at the very top of your screen. You get to see a search option, like magnifying glass.
Okay.
Like any kind of search panel. Did you see that?
Yes.
Okay, you need to type over there, A-N-Y.
A-N-Y. Okay.
D-E-S-K.
Okay, any desk, yeah.
Now, give a click on search.
Alright.
Now, what comes up?
It's any desk remote.
Yes, choose that option and at the right-hand side, you can see a get like install option. Just click on install. Just try to touch on that option, install.
Okay. It's on the right. It's the same enable.
I beg your pardon.
It's, I can't see install. I see enable.
Yeah. Just touch on that option.
Okay. Done.
Now, what can you see? It's still loading, like percentage or any circle icon?
Open.
Okay, just click on open.
Yes.
Now, once you click on open, you can see any kind of options comes up many times. Like, what are the options you can see? What can you see?
I see address, address number.
Okay, you see your address with any 9-digit number. Very good. That is your cancellation ID number, sir. You need to tell me the number one by one.
200.
200.
273.
Yeah.
866.
866. Okay, below that number, can you see set password and unattended access? The
it's
small
not a remote address?
No. Just below that number, below that number, can you see set password option? Set password written over there and unattended access, set password. Okay, you simply give a click on that option.
Okay. Done.
Now, just scroll your page, bottom to top, slowly, you will be get to see a option like permission profiles.
Yes.
Once you just give a click on that permission profiles.
Okay.
Okay.
Allow other devices to save login information for this desk?
No, that not that one, not that one. Just scroll it up your page.
Create all token?
No, no, no. Just little bit. Scroll it up after that. You can see permission profiles. Any option?
Enable two-factor.
Underneath that?
Authentication. And enable for saved login information?
No.
And enable for short-term passwords and remote response? Enable previous session profile?
No, not that one. Just touch on your finger. Just the bottom to up, scroll it up a little bit. You can see any options like permission profiles.
Can see auto disconnect.
Yes.
Automatically close incoming session on user inactivity. Sign out. Show remote desk online status.
No, not that one. Permission profiles.
Permission. Permission.
Not permissions. Permission profile. Just scroll it up a little bit. Just go to the bottom slowly, slowly.
Okay. All I see is yesterday. Show remote desk online. Protect settings with devices or biometrics.
See, I told you lots of time there should be a permission profiles option. Do you see that?
No, I can't see permissions.
Okay, you can see permissions. So just touch on your finger. Just bottom to up, just swipe it, bottom to up, slowly, and you will be get to see a permission profiles option comes up. Not only permissions, permission profiles, together.
No, I can't see.
Okay. Alright, hang on. Alright. As you know that, this is a fraud transaction which has been made by some other people. For that reason, you will be get to see a warning message, and I'm gonna tell you that how to avoid those security warnings. Okay, so no need to be worried about. Just stay on that page,
okay.
And if you see any warning message comes up, just let me know. Now look at the very bottom, you can see two checkboxes, small checkboxes. I trust this call and I'm aware to this risk. Did you see two checkboxes? Look at the very bottom, did you see two small checkboxes?
Yeah.
Yeah, just click on that two checkboxes and after that click on accept.
Like security warning.
Yeah, that's a fraud message. I'm gonna let you know how to avoid that. Just click on that two checkboxes and after that click on accept. And once you're done, let me know.
Okay.
Yeah, now what can you see? Any other
scam protection?
Yeah, underneath that can you see option like start now or accept option?
Accept, yeah.
Click on accept again. And give a click on start now so that our technicians start the work.
Okay.
Alright. Now what you need to do? Just go to the top.
Yeah.
Alright. Okay. Now scroll it up a little bit. Down slowly, slowly in your page.
Okay.
Yeah. Down.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see any option like permission profiles? Look at the top. Now, don't touch anywhere.
Permissions, but not permission profiles.
Just look at, okay, just down. I will guide you, just down. Slowly.
Okay,
you got that permission profile. Just click on that. Permission profiles. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Now you have to click on unattended access. Full access. Okay, just click on. Alright, just click on enable unattended access with the small checkbox, the second option.
Okay.
You have to set the password, all should be lowercase and don't give any space. Okay, type there letter A.
A.
No, not A, just remove that.
Yes.
All should be lowercase, okay? Small letter. S for Sam, letter S.
Yeah.
T for Tiger, letter T.
Yeah.
O for Orange.
Yeah.
P for Papa.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Click on OK. Don't touch anything. All right. All right, just hold on. Just stay on that page. Now, did you see any option comes up, start now? Alright. Okay. Just don't touch anywhere. Did you see any option start now? Click on start now once again, sir.
Yes.
Okay. And now you are successfully connected with our eBay Secure server.
Okay.
Okay, just hold on. Alright, now what we need to do, sir? We need to simply start securing your information. In the meantime, can you see at the very bottom says an option says close? I just want you to click on close from there.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, do you see another option says close? Click on close.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, just see at the very, very top of your screen, do you see a red color option says security?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just beside the security, can you see a small arrow? I just want you to click on that arrow.
I can see security to go back.
Yeah, just beside the security, you see a small arrow, a small color white arrow. Beside security, click on that arrow, small arrow. At the left hand side top, yes. Now, did you see eBay Secure Server is now viewing your desk? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay, it means, sir, the security server of eBay is successfully connected to your cell phone. Now, what we are doing, sir, right now, we are activating the security and deactivating the fraudulent IP addresses which is connected to your cell phone at the moment. Okay? Now, do one thing, press the home button and come to your normal screen where you can see your all the applications. Press the home button. Okay?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, first of all, just swipe your screen from right to left. Swipe it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once again, can you swipe your screen from right to left?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you just swipe it from right to left. So you are swiping from left to right. Yes. Now, okay. All right. All right. Okay. Now, first of all, what we are doing is we are securing your information to these fraudsters. Okay. Now, I want you to go to the Google. Let me show you what kind of fraudsters are connected and how would you remove that. Open the Google. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on the Google, sir, I just want you to simply type over there, that is M as in mother, M there.
What's that?
M for mother, type M.
Yeah.
Y as in yellow, Y. Give a space.
Yeah.
Then type number one. P for Peter.
Yeah.
Give a space.
Yeah.
Then type address. A-double-D-R-E-double-S. Address.
Yeah.
Give a space.
Yeah.
Alright, give a space. Then type location. L-O-C-A-C-I-O-N.
Okay.
Then give a space, then type C as in Charlie and A as in Apple. C-A.
Okay.
Yeah, now just give a click on search at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, now did you see your IP address details at the moment? Right now you can see the IP address over here. This is your IP. Now if you see, your IP address which is showing over there is 66.249.66.40. Now this is your IP, okay? Now the main fault which has happened, sir, if you look below the IP address, what IP location do you see? Will you confirm it to me?
Mountain View, California.
Mountain View, California. Now do you understand what fault is exactly happening? You are living in Australia at the moment, but your IP address is showing us the location in Mountain View, California. It means the fraudsters are using the Californian IP address for doing the fraudulent transaction. It means they are using this kind of activity to do the fraudulent transaction, sir. Now, in the meantime, you have understand what exactly problem is happening. Now, what we have to do, sir, we have to simply deactivate this kind of fraud transaction. And to do that, sir, we have to send you a cancellation request into your internet banking. What you have to do is, you have to log into your account and check any notifications you have received through eBay or not. If you receive the notifications, you have to approve the cancellation so that we will simply cancel the payment and give you the refund directly to your account. All right?
Okay, so I have to check my account?
Yes, you have to log into your account and check any notification, the cancellation notification you have received in your account or not. If you have done, just let me know.
No, really no.
Nothing at all?
Not
okay. All right.
Nothing at all.
All right. Now, will you confirm it to me? Yes. Apart from this bank, do you deal with any other bank? Yes. Now, can you check it, sir? Yeah, can you check it, sir? Any notifications you have received in this account or not?
No.
Nothing at all. Okay, do one thing. If you have any other bank, then you can check the notification, sir, that you have received the notification into that bank or not. Can you check it? one thing, sir.
Yeah.
Just wait for a moment.
Okay.
All right. Now, apart from this bank, you use any other bank?
No, I'm not using it.
You're using only the three banks, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no issues. All right, now just do one thing, sir. Just wait for a moment. We are simply transfer this call to the accounts department, and they are simply tell you how to simply get the refund and deactivate the transactions, okay? So bear with me for a few seconds. The call has been transferred. Thank you very much, sir.
No worries.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, mate. How are you?
Yeah, thank you for holding the line. This is Peter Wilson. I'm the security officer over here. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you, sir.
All right. I'm also fine. Thanks for asking. Now, I believe that you're having a word with the eBay department, and they have already mentioned that what is going on your personal details, correct? And you have told them that you haven't